This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. Yes, it's Friday and you're tuned in to the Market Podcast. I'm your host, Jerome Anthony, and with me is Money Control editor Santosh Nair, who's going to tell you what happened in the market this past week and what to look forward to in the coming week. Hi, Santosh, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Jerome. As always, a pleasure to be here.
Yes, Santosh, so Nirmala Sitharaman has again come up with certain announcements. There were two this week. Can you just run us through what really happened there?
So the key takeaways from the latest press conference, one is that she said that almost 90% of the GST refunds have already been made. And the second one is that she's asked all ministries and PSUs to clear all their outstanding dues to service providers.
Right.
Now, this may not seem like a major announcement, but if you ask many of the smaller firms, they were saying that, you know, because the monies have not been paid by government and many PSUs, this was affecting their liquidity position, the cash flow position, that is.
Right.
So this was a key concern, definitely, as far as the small and medium enterprises were concerned. So this should definitely act as a sentiment booster, although these may not have any dramatic effect on the markets immediately, but over the medium term, we'll definitely see the results of these measures being reflected in the market.
Okay.
So these are the two key takeaways. But unlike the announcements last week, in which the FM had cut corporate tax rates, this is unlikely to, you know, fire up the market.
All right. And what about the economy? Will this have a positive effect on the economy?
It will take time. Nothing's going to happen overnight.
Right.
As in the case of the tax cuts also, this will slowly, you know, work its way into the system. But what these measures do is definitely improve sentiment. It gives some kind of assurance to market players that the government is monitoring the situation closely. So to that effect, possibly it could arrest the selling pressure that we've been seeing in the market for the last few months.
Okay, and would it increase demand?
Well, that still remains to be seen, because what most players are saying is that it's fine that now, you know, you've cut corporate tax rates, which means that it leaves more money in the hands of companies. Also, by reducing the tax rate for fresh capacity to set up new companies, for those companies, the tax rate now is 15%, which is clearly an incentive for companies to set up fresh capacity. But is the demand really there in the system? So that's still the million-dollar question. We can't say when that will be returning back.
Okay.
But what people are saying in the market is definitely they're seeing some kind of uptick in at least the auto sales for the month of September.
Okay.
And you could also see some bit of demand, mainly because of the festive season. Although, again, that could be a blip. But all the measures announced by the government, I think what they will do is probably address the sentiment part first. That also should not be underestimated, because often more than liquidity, I think sentiment plays a major part.
Okay. All right. Santosh, what about the volatility? Though on Monday and Tuesday, the markets did rally. On Wednesday, you know, there was kind of a downturn on the market. What do you make out of this volatility?
So overall, for the week, benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, have still ended higher by close to about 2%. Yes, the market has been quite volatile. It was also partly because you had the derivatives expiry on Thursday. But on the whole, market is still quite vulnerable to global news flow, particularly the trade war between US and China. Whenever there is a positive development on that front, you see the markets moving up. And if there is some bad news coming there, you again see the market reacting negatively. Plus, oil is something that the market is worried about slightly. So, so geopolitical tensions clearly are a big worry. To some extent, the sentiment in the domestic market has improved. But at the same time, it will be closely watching developments in global markets. So much of the trend would be decided by the developments in the global market. Also, if you see, again, most of the gains have been concentrated in the larger cap companies.
Okay.
While the Sensex and Nifty have moved by, have gained over 2% during the week.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the mid cap and small cap indices, they have, the mid cap has gained by less than 0.5%,
mm-hmm.
and the small cap has gained, index has gained by less than 1%. So you're not seeing any big buying interest in second line stocks.
Okay.
Also, if you notice, foreign funds are not really buying stocks at higher levels. Monday you saw huge buying. They, mm-hmm. they net bought stocks worth about 2,600 odd crores.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, they have been mostly selling. Domestic
okay.
funds have been buying. But
okay.
the mood among FIs is that we are in no hurry to buy at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because any improvement in earnings
mm-hmm.
is likely to be gradual.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be immediate. So at higher levels, clearly they don't see any reason to chase prices.
Okay.
So that possibly could mm-hmm. limit the upside for the market in
okay.
the short term, short to medium term.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Santosh, just moving out from the market a little into the banking sector, we saw Punjab and Maharashtra Corporation Bank come under RBI directions. What do you think really went wrong with the bank there?
So, clearly these developments are a bit of sentiment dampeners.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at a time when there is already concerns
mm-hmm.
about liquidity, and there are fears that, you know, more companies will have trouble repaying their loans. These kind of incidents kind of do have a very negative impact on sentiment, because it could possibly have implications for the banking sector as a whole, given the highly nervous mood in the economy at
mm-hmm.
this point, where people
mm-hmm.
are worried about jobs, and there's a lot of negative views about most things. So
okay.
when these kind of things do happen, it
mm-hmm.
does. It seems to have a multiplier effect.
Okay.
Already there were lots of rumors doing the rounds that some other cooperative banks would also go under. So these kind of incidents,
mm-hmm.
you know, this kind of panic incidents is a big threat.
Okay.
You know, because again, it's all about sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
So if people start losing faith,
mm-hmm.
even in the cooperative banks, you know, that could then spread on to other segments as well. So that
okay.
is where the authorities need to arrest this quickly.
Okay.
Clearly, these are sentiment dampeners.
Okay. Coming back to the market, there are assembly elections due, Santosh, in mid-October. Do you think those assembly elections have an impact on the market? What should investors do, and or how should they prepare in such a situation?
Very unlikely that the Maharashtra elections will have any kind of big impact on sentiment or the market direction.
Mm-hmm.
See, last year, when mm-hmm. On the eve of the polls in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, it was being seen as some kind of referendum on whether, you know, voters will vote for BJP in the general elections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was
yeah.
seen as a sentiment gauge.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why those assembly elections were very critical.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here you don't have any such issues. Let's say even if the BJP theoretically were to lose Maharashtra,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really weaken their hold at the center.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very unlikely that this will have any major impact on sentiment.
All right. And what about the market news? What really happened there? What were the developments in the market?
So one good thing is that companies are raising money.
Mm-hmm.
Axis Bank raised about 12,500 crore through a qualified institutional placement
mm-hmm.
To fund its business growth.
Mm-hmm.
Then steel major JSW Steel has raised about $400 million.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Maruti Suzuki reducing prices of select models by about 5,000 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
Already there are indications that sales, purely going by the number of registrations, probably
mm-hmm.
demand at the consumer level is not so bad
okay.
as it is being made out to be. You're,
okay.
you're seeing dealers cutting back on inventory, but at the consumer level, there seems to be fairly good amount of demand. That is what our columnist Ravi Anant Narayan had written in his column
okay.
earlier this week.
Okay.
Fitch Rating has said that the steep cut in tax paid by companies may stimulate investments and economic growth, but only in the medium term.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it could lead to breach in fiscal targets in the current fiscal itself.
Okay.
And you had Rana Kapoor further cutting back his stake in his company, Yes Bank.
Yes.
It is now reduced to 4.57% after Kapoor's family business, Yes Capital sold close to 2% stake in the bank. So they are repaying all the loans that the promoter group has taken.
Okay. All right. And what do we look forward to in the upcoming week?
The big thing that the market will be closely watching out for is the RBI Monetary Policy Committee meet.
Okay.
Largely, the expectation is that the RBI Monetary Policy Committee is unlikely to cut interest rates. Very recently, the government has given a big bonanza to the corporates in the form of lower corporate tax. Now, this could lead to a serious shortfall in tax collections, which the government is trying to make up in other ways. But that being the case, expectations are quite low. At best, they see that probably the RBI may cut interest rates by 25%. But the consensus view is that a rate cut is unlikely. You'll also be seeing IIP data for August. That will be announced on Monday. September auto sales data, which is expected to be slightly better. And again, it's a truncated week as market will remain closed on October 2nd on account of Gandhi
Jayanti. Yes. Well, all right, Santosh. Thank you so much for all these valuable insights.
My pleasure, Jerome.
All right. With that, we wrap this episode of the Market Podcast. In case you have any queries and you want Santosh to answer them, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.